T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is definitely here, and people are really going to start encountering work zones between our maintenance operations and construction operations this very week.
At one of those big places people have seen the signs now for at least a week or so is the 290, more bridge construction there, right?
Correct. We are entering year two of a project to replace the I-290 bridges over the NFTA corridor, which is between Colvin Boulevard and Delaware. So last year we replaced the eastbound bridge, and this year we will be replacing the westbound bridge, which means there is definitely going to be traffic impacts. So beginning on March 26th, we will be reducing the I-290 in that area to 2 lanes in each direction. We've built a temporary bridge with a crossover, much like last year. So we'll continue to have 2 eastbound lanes and 2 westbound lanes open while we replace the westbound bridge. However, on March 27th, the on-ramp from Colvin Boulevard to the I-290 westbound will also close again for the 2019 construction season, again, much like last year. So there will be a posted detour, but motorists using the 290 do need to be aware that construction will be starting.
Okay, so to be clear on that on-ramp, because I think a lot of people were assuming, okay, so they're working on a different part of the bridge, so it will be a different on-ramp, but same as last year, it's going to be the on-ramp to the 290 West that's closed.
Correct.
Okay, so people, just so everyone's aware out there, same on-ramp as last year will be closed. You guys have to be getting pretty good at this, because the years before it was the Delaware Bridge on the 290 that was closed in a similar traffic pattern, and then of course the Colvin one last year as well. Now you're gearing up for a whole nother year. What have you learned over the past few years? Is it getting easier?
Well, I think we've got this down to a science at this point. You know, we've moved very swiftly last construction season on year one of this contract. We don't expect any issues during year two. And our commuters, our regular commuters on I-290, have also very well adjusted to these inconveniences of construction over the last several years when we've replaced Military, Delaware, we've worked on the Colvin Avenue bridges. So, again, it's not anything out of the ordinary for commuters on I-290, but keep in mind that these bridges were first constructed in 1965, so they have served a long and useful life, but now it's time to replace them to maintain our infrastructure. So we've been systematically moving along the I-290 to do just that.
I think people, you know, nobody likes driving through construction, but especially when you're talking about bridges, people definitely understand the need for it.
Correct. And, you know, it's never easy when we construct, especially on a major thoroughfare, but I think people have been very understanding that it's necessary to maintain our infrastructure. And anytime we replace a bridge, you know, we get a long and wonderful service life out of them. So hopefully we won't be out on these bridges for a very, very long time. So although it's an inconvenience for this construction season, it will serve our whole community very well.
Is this going to be the last construction season for this bridge? Will all of the Colvin Bridge be done after this?
Yes. Now, these are the bridges over the NFTA corridor between Colvin and Delaware. And yes, this project will conclude in the fall of 2019. So this area will not be under construction next year.
Okay, that's some good news. Looking into the future, are there more bridges along the 290 that are in the plans?
There likely will be future bridge replacements. I don't have any specifics at this time, but, you know, when we evaluate our assets and we have a corridor that has bridges that were built in the 1960s, it only makes sense that they're a priority for replacement. So it's very likely that we will continue to move down the 290 corridor.
Now, for the state DOT, we talked about the 290. What are the other big projects that we'll see this summer?
Well, actually, the Buffalo Skyway is going to have its detours implemented beginning on Friday, March 29th. So obviously, that has huge impacts to the Southtown's commuters. Again, this is year two of the contract, so many commuters live through year one. It will be very much the same traffic scheme. We did the deck rehabilitation on the inbound bridge last year. So now, this year, the inbound bridge will be carrying traffic while we do the deck rehabilitation on the outbound bridge. So again, very much like last year, the peak traffic, so in the morning, that traffic will be carried on the inbound bridges, and then peak afternoon traffic going out of the city will also be carried on the inbound bridge. So we'll be using that one inbound bridge to use to carry morning traffic and then afternoon traffic. And then all weekend long, that bridge will be open for outbound traffic from the city of Buffalo.
Is that going to switch things around for people maybe heading into the city from the south towns as far as on-ramps and getting on it, or would that be not really anything out of the ordinary?
You know, it's obviously not the exact same traffic pattern as last year, but the same idea. So there may be some different ramps closed this year. But the good news about the Skyway project is originally it was anticipated to take 2.5 construction seasons. We're entering year two, and our contractor has made such great progress that they're fully anticipating that this will be the last season of the Skyway deck rehabilitation. So we're looking to be not disrupting traffic at all on the Buffalo Skyway next construction season, which is great news to anyone that is a commuter into the city of Buffalo.
Okay, good news all around. Susan, thanks so much for the update. We always appreciate getting the heads up on all of these. It's Susan Serday from the State Department of Transportation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.